You're listening to an in-depth interview on TheMideastUpdate.com. I'm your host, Joshua Spurlock. The Syrian government of dictator Bashar al-Assad continues its violent assault against anti-government protesters in the country, with well over 1,000 killed in the months-long protests. However, Assad's international isolation is growing, including some recent criticism from a key ally, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Last week, I spoke by phone with Dr. Jonathan Speier, Senior Research Fellow at the Global Research and International Affairs Center at IDC Herzliya in Israel, and an expert on Syria, to discuss the situation there. And here's the interview. Recently, President Ahmadinejad of Iran has offered some critique of Syria's Assad in light of the ongoing crackdown on protesters there. What is sort of the international pressure feel is happening to Syria, and what does that mean for the Assad regime in light of the protests?
Well, I think that the Assad regime is certainly facing increasing international pressure. First of all, you mentioned Ahmadinejad, but also increasing level of sanctions, also from the United States, also from the European Union. I think very importantly, the European Union now discussing sanctions on Syrian oil. There are European countries which are the major purchasers of Syrian crude oil. So if that sector is hit at a time when other important sections of the Syrian economy, such as tourism, have been reduced to an absolute standstill, of course, by the unrest, this places the regime in trouble. The Assad regime does not have limitless currency reserves, and it is an expensive business to go from town to town slaughtering your own population, which is what the regime is currently doing. So this places it in under real pressure. Having said that, you know, this is sanctions, as we know from our experience, take a long time to play out, and generally they themselves are not sufficient to bring a regime down, absent other factors. Ahmadinejad's statement is interesting. You know, it only came up today, so we don't yet know where it's going to lead. Certainly up until today, in practical terms, one of the key assets remaining to the Syrian regime has been the fact that their strategic ally or patron, Iran, has been backing them all the way, helping them in their process of repression. If that's going to change, and we don't yet know if it is going to change, but if it's going to change, that will change the picture significantly in Syria. But right now, at least, all we have is one statement from Ahmadinejad. Up until now, the Iranians have been behind the Syrians, and that's been a key thing keeping Assad going. So, yes, there's growing international pressure. It's not yet reached the stage where we can talk about the likely imminent fall of the regime, but certainly it is increasing, and that is certainly increasing the pressure on the Assad regime.
Can you give us an idea as well as sort of what's the atmosphere right now in Syria? The crackdown had reached really brutal points earlier, shelling cities, tanks driving into cities. Has things sort of calmed down now, or is it still intense?
No, it's still intense, and we're hearing reports over the last 48 hours of tanks and armor entering Deir ez-Zor, you know, one of the centers of the uprising. This is an ongoing process. On the one hand, the regime is not succeeding in suppressing the uprising. They suppress it in one place. It breaks out again immediately in another. On the other hand, the protest has not yet, or the rebellion, which I think we can call it, has not yet reached certain objectives of its own, which would begin to really place the future of the regime in jeopardy. Namely, firstly, precipitating a split in the elite around Bashar Assad himself, or secondly, precipitating a split in the security forces, which are, of course, a vital tool for him to maintain his rule. Up until now, at least, it appears that with some minor exceptions, those two bodies are still holding together. If we start to see cracks emerging in those bodies, then, again, Assad will be in real trouble. It's possible that will start to emerge in the coming days or weeks ahead. But up until now, at least, it's not the case. So what's going on right now is that neither the rebellion nor the regime are willing to give ground. The regime is trying to slaughter the rebels to a sufficient number to make them give up their intentions. The rebellion is not willing to do that. And that's where things currently stand. It's kind of, in a certain sense, a stalemate at the moment. In spite of the appearance of action, there's a lot going on. But in the more strategic sense, right now it's stalemate, with neither side willing to back down and neither side right now capable of destroying the other.
So then what's sort of the most likely direction this heads if the Syrian regime is going to collapse or fall? Would this require the rebels actually taking up arms, or would it simply be a case of sanctions limiting the money that the regime can spend, so you see security forces losing loyalty then? Or how does this play out?
My own sense, I mean, it's very hard to predict, of course, but my own sense is that this has a way to run yet. That's something which I would be willing to take a risk and predict. In other words, I don't think that the Assad regime is going to back down anytime soon. My sense is it's going to get worse before it changes, and I think it's very possible that you will begin to see, you know, more determined resistance on the part of the rebels, possibly using weaponry in certain places. We've already seen some small examples of that. Perhaps that will increase in the days and weeks ahead. My sense is that this regime is not going to give up easily, and the economic pressure will be not the factor to bring it down quickly. And for as long as the West rejects more direct intervention into Syria, I think that this could play out for quite a long time to come. We know from experience in the Middle East that, you know, rebellions can carry on for a long time, you know, without either ending or achieving their goals. And my own sense is that's what is most likely in Syria right now.
All right. Well, then in that case, what would be some, aside from the cracks in the regime, is there anything internationally particularly interesting? You mentioned Ahmadinejad being important as a patron. Would there be anything in the international arena that would be really key? If this happens, the regime's in dire trouble. If it doesn't happen, things can continue to play out for many months ahead.
Well, it's hard to predict in such a direct way as that, but there are certainly things which the West could do over and above what has currently been done, which have which has not yet taken place. Firstly, of course, you know, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait have withdrawn their ambassadors from Syria, whilst Western ambassadors remain in place. I think it would be an important move to make to simply withdraw the ambassadors, cut off the diplomatic relations, so to speak, with this regime, a certain important gesture to further isolate the regime diplomatically. And I think also, you know, more direct support for the opposition, direct links with the opposition. And I think that, you know, the kind of things are just starting to be heard of now. For example, the issue of the of crimes against humanity, you know, committed by the regime, making it very clear, the West and the world should make it very clear, you know, that Syrian senior officers who are committing war crimes are going to be held to account for those crimes, you know, and they're not going to be able to get away with it. So I think these kind of gestures, I think, are important. Over and above that, of course, if the West were to, you know, threaten one kind or another of direct action or intervention against the Syrians, this would be, a key mover. But I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. My sense is that, you know, there's obviously a weariness on the part of Western countries for involvement in the Middle East, and I don't think there's energy really for another Middle Eastern war. So that's not going to happen. So I think these kinds of gestures are the kind of, or moves are the kind of things that should be beginning to take place. And indeed, they are being talked about. Even the much maligned and justly maligned United Nations Human Rights Council, for example, this week, you know, took a vote on sending investigators to Syria to investigate the possibility that the regime has committed crimes against humanity. Now, whilst the United Nations Human Rights Council may be seen by many, and justly, as a deeply tainted international body, this kind of stuff means something. It's all about increasing, you know, the public pressure on the regime. So I think it's a whole raft of different moves that need to take place, and that to some degree are beginning to take place, but we're still just at the beginning of that process.
All right. One other quick thing. Ahmadinejad's interview, interestingly enough, took place on Al-Manar TV, which is the Hezbollah-run TV station. What does that tell you also, not only about Syria's patron, Iran's approach to Syria and where it might be heading, but also what Hezbollah might be feeling, particularly since they've taken some heat for supporting the Syrian regime?
Yeah, I think there is a sense in which, you know, Hezbollah has been made to feel deeply uncomfortable at the obvious hypocrisy which has been exposed through its stance of support for rebellion in Bahrain and Egypt and fierce opposition to rebellion in Syria. I think there is clearly a dilemma here. My sense is that look, I mean, of course, Ahmadinejad and Hezbollah actually could not remotely care less about the slaughter of civilians. On the contrary, they're quite prepared to to undertake similar actions to that in defense of their own interests. But there is a sentiment this is uncomfortable for them. Right now, it seems there is a discrepancy between some of the public statements that Ahmadinejad is making and what's going on the ground, because what's going on the ground appears to be continued active support by the Iranians and Hezbollah for the Assad regime's repression of its own civilians. My own sense is that that's likely to continue. In other words, the strategic importance of Syria, both for Ahmadinejad, Iran, or for Iran and for Hezbollah, is such that I don't think these kind of statements are likely to lead to any remote chance of an abandonment of Assad by these factors. Having said that, if the Assad regime does begin to look really doomed, which I don't think is yet the case, but if that is the case, then, of course, both Iran and Hezbollah will have to begin to make their calculations accordingly. I don't believe that neither Iran nor Hezbollah will be willing to take action in order to defend Assad regime in Syria, which could give danger to they themselves. And I don't believe, for example, that Hezbollah is likely to attack Israel in order to divert attention from Assad Syria or some of these more adventurous scenarios that have been talked about. But at the same time, my sense is that whilst it's uncomfortable for them right now, so they'll pay lip service to some kind of sympathy for the protesters on the ground. Both Iran and, indeed, we hear Hezbollah have been taking an active role in repressing the protests, and I suspect that will be likely to continue.